This is Mike Clark of Showbiz Radio, and I'm talking with Ron Fields, the president of the Port City Playhouse. Thanks for talking with me, Ron.
You're welcome. Nice to be on your program.
Sure. So tell me a little bit about the Port City Playhouse.
Port City Playhouse is a prominent community theater in Alexandria that does its performances at the Nannie Lee Performing Arts Center in the Old Town area. And we are now celebrating our 30th anniversary in business.
Well, congratulations. 30 years is a significant run for a community theater.
Yes, it is. Of course, you know, there are a number of prominent community theaters in the Washington area. We're very fortunate to have as much live theater here as we do. And Port City is very pleased to be part of that whole offering of theater. Ever since it was founded 30 years ago by Jim Gaudier and Tom Miller, we strive to provide the community with a diverse range of shows that are somewhat different, a little distinctive, than the usual fare that community theaters are known to put on. Mm-hmm. Early on, we did offer musicals, and indeed I was in some of the early musicals that Port City Playhouse produced, namely Gypsy. We did The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and a number of shows that got very good notices and good audiences. But as our performance site changed, we decided to stick with plays rather than musicals. And plays that we do 4 plays a year, plays that are thoughtful, may have history in the American theater literature, such as a show that we're going to do this year, The Dresser, is well known as a piece of live theater, and it's also been a movie. But we also are a theater that will reach out into the theater literature to do things that are even more thoughtful and I don't know if edgy is a correct word, but we will push the envelope. How's that? In a way that brings theater audiences more than the common fare.
How are the shows chosen?
Well, like most theater organizations, we appoint a play reading committee every year, early in the calendar year. Play reading committee meets beginning in the spring, in the early spring, and they read a number of a great number of scripts.
Mm-hmm.
They have instruction from the board of directors as to the kinds of shows that they should be considering. And so that it fits with the tradition of Port City Playhouse. And then in September, they present to the board, from all that they've read, 8 plays within the 4 categories that they've been instructed to look at. And then it is the board's job, usually by the end of October, to have read those 8 plays, and of those 8, to choose 4 for the next season. And we are right on the doorstep of doing that. Matter of fact, this coming Sunday is our special board meeting to choose the plays for our 31st season.
Is that usually contentious, or is it pretty easy to get to an agreement for those 4 shows?
I think generally it tends to be a fairly good consensus. There may be a play among the bunch that are the 8 that are given to us by the play reading committee that some feel more strongly about than others, and so we'll have a lively discussion about that. But generally, it's fairly easy to come to a consensus on at least 2 or 3 of them.
And then how are the staff, the crew of the shows chosen? Is that from the board, or is that part of the process?
Well, after we've chosen a season, then we will put the word out what that season is going to be and ask for directors, potential directors, to apply to do one of the shows during that season. And we will then have a process. It's like hiring somebody to interview directors to mm-hmm. get a sense of their vision for the particular show that they are applying to direct. Of those that apply, then the board will choose those directors. Following that, we then will look at who the producers will be. Some directors come with their own teams of producers and sound people and light people. Right. Others depend on us to fill those roles.
Switching the subject a little bit, you're now at the Nannie Lee Performing Arts Center. Where else have you performed?
Well, let's see. We've been at the Minnie Howard School Auditorium. We're on Braddock Road. We were there for quite a long time. As I recall, they closed that facility to renovate it, to convert it back to a school. And then we moved over to a theater facility at T.C. Williams High School. We're always trying to stay within the city limits of Alexandria. Uh-huh. That is our charter. We're a theater company that was formed to provide theater for the people of the city of Alexandria.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, we do that, but people come from all over the metropolitan area to see our shows. And so then after T.C. Williams, we moved over to the Nannie Lee Performing Arts Center. That has been our home for a while now and for the foreseeable future.
Is there any dream of building your own facility?
Well, there are always dreams,
right?
But that takes an enormous amount of money.
Sure.
Not very many organizations have the kind of backing, I guess, that the Little Theater of Alexandria, for instance, had back in the 30s and 40s when they were able to build their theater. Most community theater companies do not have their own theater.
Okay.
As desirable as that might be.
Right. Well, I've heard some theaters start with it and then end up selling it because it's a lot of extra headaches they're not ready to deal with. So I can see it.
Well, it is an enormously expensive operation. When you talk about mm-hmm. building a theater, you're talking about millions of dollars of not just for the shell, but mm-hmm. for all the special electrical and technical stuff that has to go into it. So this is not an inexpensive endeavor. And then, of course, as you just said, it takes a lot to keep it up.
Are there any challenges with having so many theater groups in the region?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Of course there are. And you're always competing for people's attention and their theater dollars to stay in business. You know, we have to be very careful about the kind of shows that we put on that are both challenging for actors but also have a lot of audience appeal. And we try to do both. We don't want to just cater to popular, you know, shows that might be just popular with the public just to sell a lot of tickets. And because we don't do musicals, that makes it even tougher. Musicals are the most popular type of theater. But at the same time, we want to present for performers and directors an opportunity to direct to be part of a show that is challenging for them and that they really would like to do. And it's kind of a fine line we walk. I mean, I guess we've been in business for 30 years, so I would say that we've been fairly successful at it.
Well, the next show coming up is to Jillian on her 37th birthday. Have you seen any of the rehearsals or anything of that?
Oh, yes. And I must say I'm really, really pleased with the caliber of the cast and the direction. I think the public would enjoy it a great deal. Of course, it was a movie in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is somewhat known. It's a very touching story, mm-hmm. Not without humor. But I guess my best way of explaining it is that it's a very human story. Mm-hmm. Touches a lot of aspects of human life. And I think the public would find it very enjoyable and would find many things in it that mm-hmm. almost anybody could identify with.
Okay, well, how can people get tickets? Can they get them from your website?
Well, we have a website, portcityplayhouse.org. we're really proud of the many of the many shows that we've done over the years, and I should say, and this we didn't touch on this, the many awards we've won result the quality of our plays. Two seasons ago now, I guess, our 2005 season, we closed the season with a very challenging show called Helpman, which was the true story of the man who was convicted of the Lindbergh baby kidnapping and murder, only in more recent years to have been vindicated, although he was executed, in his innocence. And they did find who it was, but this man, for a variety of reasons, was thought to be the culprit and was tried, convicted, and executed. Of course, I suppose that's another story that could be written about this, that he was an innocent man that was put to death for a crime he didn't commit. And we won the Ruby Griffith Award for that, which is a very coveted award in the metropolitan area of Washington and the broader metropolitan area of Washington. Is an endowed award given by the British Players, formerly the British Embassy Players, for overall excellence of production. Probably are about 70 community theater companies that compete every year at a war. And then just this last year, we were first runner-up in excellence of production of a play for our production of All My Sons. So you see, we continue to give the public first-rate theater, and at a very affordable price. Our telephone number is 703-838-2880. Call for tickets that way.
Okay, and if someone wanted to get involved with the group, either backstage or on stage, how can they do that? Same phone number?
Same phone number, or they can email us at portcityinfo@aol.com. That's our email address.
Okay, well, hopefully some people will come out, see some of the shows, and get involved with you.
Very good. We always welcome new people. It's a wonderful way to make new friends and stay in touch with old ones.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mike. I really enjoy speaking with you, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about Port City Playhouse.
Absolutely. Glad to learn more about it.
Okay.